Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Janice Malone, host of Film Festival Radio Show, and I have an interview that I'd like to share with you. Well, on September 20th, Friday here, it is the 5th annual National Black Voter Day. And to commemorate and celebrate this event, Black Entertainment Television, BET, is launching a campaign to help mobilize Black voters by empowering them to vote and to get more information about voting and just everything there is to know and get educated about the issues, the politicians, and the like. So BET has partnered with the National Urban League to really amplify this initiative. And so on Friday, they will be rolling out an assortment of activities and events all over the nation to help maximize voter registration, beginning with the BET Vote Fest rally that will take place in Philadelphia on Friday, September 20th. And that's just the beginning of many. As I said, this is a national event, and again, it's titled the National Black Voter Day. And this is the fifth year that they've had this event across the nation. So I had the opportunity to chat with BET Executive Vice President Tiali Hayes and Mark Morial, the President and CEO currently of the National Urban League. So these two gentlemen were so kind and gracious to give us some insight and just to give us a highlight on some of the events and activities that will be taking place on September 20th for the National Black Voter Day. So let's take a listen to both of them to give us more details about what we can do. Of course, we can go register to vote. Hopefully everybody is already registered, but if not, it's not too late. You can participate in this event on Friday. So let's take a listen to both of these gentlemen right now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Morning.
Okay, Beth, just a real pleasure to speak to the both of you. And so we have all gathered here, of course, to spread the word about September 20th, the 5th annual National Black Voters Day, in conjunction with BET and the National Urban League. So this is a wonderful project and event. So I was wondering, this is the fifth one, how did this all culminate and come together? Who started, did you both organizations start this together?
Yeah, it was started together 5 years ago. So we have been partnering with Urban League for 5 years now to really make sure every September we are bringing focus to what's happening and during that election cycle. And this one is our biggest ever. The stakes are really high. And so we are really looking forward to September 20th being our biggest National Black Voter Day. We're, again, partnering with our founding partners, Urban League, and bringing in many other partners to have a full day of programming on BET, tons of digital social content going out from our platforms, Urban League's platforms, tons of radio interviews like these that will help get people excited and informed. And we're going to culminate the day in Vote Fest in Philadelphia, which is our big rally to help activate the Black vote nationwide.
And so what are some of the, you mentioned that event, what are some of the other activities and events that will be obviously happening nationwide that people can get in on?
Yes. So start your morning with BET coming to our linear stations. We're going to be running a ton of civic engagement and political activist movies, specials that we run. So you're going to get some of your old favorites to really help remind us of the context that we sit in. We are launching with Urban League and many others a ton of digital content going out on Friday. We are partnering with the Divine Nine to launch a PSA that features all presidents from the Divine Nine unified in our ambition to drive the Black vote. We have a Young Leaders PSA that's also launching. And the idea is that these PSAs don't stop there. So if you're in a Greek letter organization, we're inviting your chapters to do a PSA, and we're inviting your panhandle in your city to do a PSA. We want everyone to use these assets that are rolling out all day long on Friday to really just spark the flame for what we're going to drive into the remainder for the election. And the day will end with the live in-person vote fest in Philadelphia.
And so in previous years, as we have said, this is the fifth annual event, but in previous years, what type of impact and what type of success stories have you had, noticed, or seen with National Black Voter Day?
So I can tell you this, that Black Voter Day is a part of a movement to a community-based, civil rights, faith-based, to encourage stronger participation by Black voters in all elections. Now, in the 2022 midterm, we had the highest midterm turnout since 1970. In the 2020 election, we had the highest voter turnout, more than at any time in American history. And we had the highest Black voter turnout since 2008. So I would say that we have had an impact. And the reason we've had an impact is because BET, because of its longstanding, if you will, reputation and credibility, working with the National Urban League has allowed us to pull together this compendium, this collection, this coalition, this collaborative of organizations and personalities and people to push in the same direction. The power here is the power of unity, the power of collaboration, one message, one effort around Black Voter Day.
And so I know both of you are more than aware of, it seems that each time, within recent years at least, that we've had especially a presidential election, we hear the term, this is the most important election, this is the most important election. We've heard that repeatedly, nothing wrong with that. But with this upcoming election, how important and how strong is that term, this is the most important election this time around?
All you've got to do is look at Project 2025, this right-wing agenda of oppression and retrogression, eliminate Medicaid, triple taxes on people who make less than $75,000 a year, ban DE&I and prosecute companies, universities, and organizations who practice it, repeal the civil rights laws, and shut down civil rights agencies like the Civil Rights Commission and the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. If you don't understand the threat posed by that and the people behind it and why they must be stopped, then I think we may be sleepwalking. This is so critical. I say every election is the most important election because what's on trial or what's at stake in every presidential election is the future. And so for every next generation, these elections are critical. We pick the people who will control the rules and the laws that govern us.
And finally, website, social media handles as to where people can go and find out the activities in their city for National Black Voter Day, September 20th.
They can go to bt.com/vote to learn more, to build their plan, and to get registration information on VoteFest.
ReclaimYourVote.org for the National Urban League and on social media at Matt Urban League, at Mark Morial, to follow us on all social media platforms.
Wonderful. And so other than, of course, getting registered to vote, what else can people do? Just regular people. What else can they do to help? Can churches round up people to help register them to vote? But just what else can people do?
Churches and community-based groups can round up people to help them to register, number one. Number two, help them get to the polls. Educate and inform them about who is on the ballot. Invite candidates to come and speak, to hear what they've got to say. This is about civic. We need a civic revolution in Black America and in America to participate in the civic process in democracy, not only when it's time to vote, but every day of the year.
Wonderful. And so I'd just like to thank both of you, BET Executive Vice President Tiali Hayes and President and CEO of the National Urban League, Mr. Mark Morial. Thank you both for joining me and for sharing the word and helping to spread the word about September 20th. It's a very important day. So thank you both.
Thank you enormously.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.